Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I remember, you know, I left the house and the nest early. And I remember having a conversation with my dad many years later, as one of my, some of my younger siblings wound up staying longer. And I remember saying to him, well, you said you made us get out at such a, at, you know, once we turned 18 years of age. And he said, well, the reason was there were more opportunities for you than there were for your younger siblings. Times had changed, and so people weren't able to make enough money that allowed them the flexibility to move. Now, here's what was something else that was added in this conversation that I think is just a great conversation. No one said the new norm didn't come with challenges, and no one, not me anyway, is against the nuclear family model. But we should acknowledge its fragility, which was made ever clearer by the COVID pandemic and the chaos it wrought in an all of our infrastructures of care, which is why I think moving toward a more extended family model, what sociologists call a vertical rather than a horizontal family structure, is mostly to the good. During the pandemic, a Harvard study found that Americans ages 18 to 25 and mothers of young children were the demographic groups most likely to report miserable degrees of loneliness. Let me repeat that. During the pandemic, a Harvard study found that Americans ages 18 to 25 and mothers of young children were the demographic groups most likely to report miserable degrees of loneliness. And even before the pandemic, the Health Resources and Services Administration described a loneliness epidemic, which was particularly acute among seniors. I think it's a net positive, said Silverstein. And we like to say dependence is a double-edged sword. We want to rely on people, but we also resent them. And that's part of the human condition. Do I still act like a sulky teenager sometimes when I'm around my parents for more than 48 hours? I do. Would I move away from them? Nope. Not if I could help it. You know, what happens when your family doesn't want to or isn't able to help you care for your children? It can feel very sour, Ann Helen Peterson explained, and force decisions about work and childcare that can make you pretty unhappy. What, you know, what is family for? You know, I think family is the most important component of a human being's life. I don't care. And yeah, there are times we are estranged from our family members, you know, for whatever reason. But is there anything more important than that? And I don't care, again, if your family is not the nuclear family. You know, who's to say that, well, you know, if you are, you know, living with someone, as you stated, your family is now an extended family. You still got your mom and dad, but your boyfriend now is, well, that's he's part of your family. You know, I'll tell you something. There comes a point in time when, you know, you have two families and three families and four families. And extended family is not just blood, right? Extended families are all those people who impact your life, whom you see and trust and respect, even more so sometimes than your own family. I'll tell you something. I've got, and I always said this, I don't know. I think I've got 6 or 7 different family structures. The older I get, the more I have developed additional family structures. You know, my family, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, uncles, aunties, cousins, all that. That's one family. That's a separate family. Then my wife and I, and the family we created together, and then even her family, which is now added to my family and extended family, the family that I developed for 34 years, where I worked for 34 years and met a lot of people. You know, 34 years is a long time to interact with people 5 days a week, 6 days a week. That's a family. I created a youth football program that I ran for 20 years, and that was another family that was added to my development and my family. Then I went into radio, and at a radio station that I was at before, that was another family that I now added. And now I'm here at this radio station, another family. So, you know, people ought to be careful when they just look through one colored lens and say, well, the only families are the nuclear families. It's not. I think that's short-sighted. And I think this article and the people who have done the research were right. In The Atlantic in 2020, my Times Opinion colleagues, David Brooks, argued that the nuclear family was a mistake. He went deep into the history of the family in the United States and agreed that Kuntz, the period when the nuclear family flourished, was not normal. It was a freakish historical moment when all of society conspired to obscure its essential fragility. While new human mothers around the world are renowned for our pluck and adaptability, maternal grandmothers are the rare global constant in our lives. Abigail Tucker pointed out in his Time piece in 2021, she also noted that the women who feel supported by their kin may have lower rates of postpartum depression. Listen, I mean, this is a great article, and I would advise you to, if you get a chance to, I only touch snippets of it, to go to the New York Times and look up this article. It's called "The Nuclear Family is No Longer the Norm," and it is by Miss Eleanor Davis, and she's a much younger person, but she's got a lot of wisdom because she was able to point out things that people don't give a lot of thought to. We've got to go. This morning, and man, you know, time flies. I'm glad things cleared up, and because I started the show talking about the conditions that I drove in. Hopefully, I'll hear from everybody. We'll talk again on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Sam, thank you. I'll see everybody on tomorrow. See you later.